98.5 The Bull with Tig. And hello, Daniel.
Tig has gone viral on TikTok. It's been aired on News on 6. That TikTok is at The Bull Tulsa on TikTok. We'd like you to follow us at The Bull Tulsa. In fact, if you comment on this TikTok of Tig trying to get his photo made in the photo booth, if you compliment Tig, you'll be in the running for a pair of tickets to see Corey Kent at Kane's Ballroom in June. This thing has kind of taken off. People around the office have been talking about it. What does it feel like to be a viral sensation?
Well, I don't think it counts as a virality, does it? Because it's only got like several thousand likes. It doesn't have like a million likes yet.
Well, no. These are views.
Okay, whatever it is. But people are very, it's like all I'm hearing about is how terrible my picture was.
And I guess you've got a legal team and all that now and an agent.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you win the lottery. Mm-hmm. The first thing you do is call a financial advisor.
Right. Well, I need to ask your consent here because I was like, I asked Maddie, who works here, if she would send me the picture that you had taken from the directory.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie writes back, hey, so does this need to be a secret? We typically don't send employees' info to other employees without their consent.
Okay.
Can I send the photo to Tig for him to send to you? I would like your consent right now to receive the photo.
Okay. So to repaint the picture here, there was a photo booth that took terrible photos of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we hated every single one of them. And then I took a terrible picture and Daniel saved it. And apparently it went into the company computer.
Right.
And now it lives on, even though it's a terrible picture. And so HR is concerned.
They don't give out people's pictures without their consent.
Right,
so what I'm doing is asking for your consent right now. And I believe this would be a verbal contract, or you can give us your oral consent.
So the photo booth took a terrible picture of me, and then Daniel went over and hit save before I had a chance to go hit delete.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's saved. What are you going to do with this photo?
Receive it.
And then after that?
Well, that's my business.
Well, it's kind of my business.
How's it your business?
Well, it's my photo.
Okay, can I have it?
Are you asking as a friend?
Yeah, as a friend. Can I have it?
I want you to say as a coworker.
I'm not going to jump through your hoops.
As a coworker, it's a no.
Either you're going to give me the picture with your consent legally, or I'm going to sneak in there and get it. And I don't want to do that to Maddie, so.
That's a violation of law.
What is?
Breaking into an office to get a picture?
I didn't say break in. I said sneak in.
All right. So as a coworker, it's a no.
If you
bow down and you say,
I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to bow down.
If you beg like a dog.
I need to have consent for me to receive the picture.
It's a pretty bad picture. What the hell? Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Know.
So just say I, Tig.
Give Daniel.
Full consent.
Full consent.
To do anything he wants to me. Go ahead. Hurry up.
I'm not saying that.
Say, I, Tig, do give Daniel consent to have the picture.
I, Tig, do give Daniel consent to have the picture.
Okay, good. Done.
So we're good.
Yeah.
And then I imagine you're going to post that and make fun of me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. It might not even be as bad as we thought.
Well, it was a goofy photo.
It's real goofy, yeah. also, go follow The Bull TikTok, The Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Comment if it's a compliment to Tig. We will then put you in the drawing for Corey Kent tickets when he comes to Kane's Ballroom in June. That's all you had to do is follow us on The Bull TikTok.
And find the video of me trying to take a picture and then put something nice.
Yeah, just a compliment.
Okay. The Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Well, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel at 6:27. Let's find out what's going on around the world and right here in Tulsa with Did You See. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Liquor stores. You know how every company can give away like a discount if they want to? I guess liquor stores can't. And now it's working its way through the legal system and, the politicians here in Oklahoma.
I didn't realize this has been an issue.
I didn't either. I had no idea. But I checked this out from News on 6. Chloe Abbott.
A veteran contacted News on 6 after he says Aspen Liquor in Broken Arrow told him it couldn't give him a veteran discount anymore because it was against the law. The ABLE Commission says it recently got a complaint about veterans getting discounts from a retail liquor store and said because of a law that went into effect in 2018, giving discounts to certain groups of people is illegal.
We love it that Lowe's and Home Depot can give discounts on drills and whatever else they sell there. Unfortunately, alcohol is just different. It's an addictive drug, and it's treated differently. It's highly regulated.
Dirk Van Veen with the Retail Liquor Association of Oklahoma says it believes the Able Commission changed the meaning of the modernization law.
A change in interpretation at the Able Commission as to what is a drink versus a retail container, and it had liquor stores falling under the previous discount policies for bars and restaurants. We saw that differently.
Van Veen says the director of Able Commission encouraged him to propose a bill to change the wording of the modernization law so liquor stores can legally give veteran discounts.
Yeah, I guess they weren't getting discounts. You know, you got a Hardee's or Carl's Jr., I mean, you get like a cheaper biscuit or something if you're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the liquor thing was a big problem.
Threw Aspen Liquor Store right under the bus there. I'm on Facebook to see if people were like bashing them or anything like that. Nobody is, so that's good. They're not saying they don't want to. They're saying it's just right now illegal.
Guess what? We got that Malayan tiger at the zoo got a special treat. The tiger did. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear about
yes,
that?
Yes, please.
Tulsa Zoo?
Tulsa Zoo is giving its Malayan tiger some special attention before the annual zoo run. The tiger is the logo for the 55th year of the Tulsa Zoo run. So one of the tigers got an 80-pound bison leg. The Malayan tiger is critically endangered with an estimated 150 or fewer living in the wild. The Tulsa Zoo has four of them. That run is set for April 20th.
Man, if you get an 80-pound snack, that's something, right?
Yeah. Put that thing on a treadmill next week.
I thought they'd give them like, you know, like you give your dog a treat, like a milk bone. They give mm-hmm. that tiger 80 pounds of meat as a treat.
Yeah, poor bison, though.
Yeah.
Did you see this? That a Tulsa apartment fire over on Brookside left 33 units uninhabitable. The silver lining, no casualties reported. It was the apartments in Brookside. Now my computer's frozen up. I can't tell you the names of them, but I think I know where they are. I think it's called Brookside Apartments.
Yeah, it's on the corner of 41st and Peoria.
So what will 33 units worth of people do? Typically in a unit, it's not just going to be one person. There could be 3-4 people per unit. I wonder where they're going to be placed.
I don't know. I saw the news on that, and it was pretty sad because there was one guy who was like a single dad, and his daughters lived with him, and he doesn't know what to do. Pretty bad. No word on how the fire started yet, I don't think.
Right. They don't have any indications on that yet. Did you see this? There's a TikTok that's kind of making its rounds right now. It's called the April Theory. After a woman's video about it went viral, take a listen and see if she motivates you, Tig.
April Theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are gonna get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
Do you feel like things are going to start looking up for you soon, Ty?
I like it better. To me, spring is life. That's when the birds start coming out. That's when the leaves start. Winter is death.
Okay.
So I like spring a lot better, yeah.
Oh. Did you see that Billy Joel did his 100th show at the Madison Square Garden, which is kind of like, if you've not been to New York, Madison Square Garden is like our BOK Center,
right.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
He warned the audience. He said, my singing voice may not be what it was a long time ago. He says, I might not be able to hit the high notes. And then he belted this out.
There's some high notes in this next song, which if I don't hit, you're going to go, ah, he can't sing to save his. It's okay. I give you permission to grimace and make noise if I don't hit the notes. Anyway, just wish me luck. I'm only willing to hear you cry.
Sounds pretty good for me, like for his age, and 100 times he's performed at that one venue.
Good Lord.
He's probably tired of it. He's like, ugh, no more of this. Did you see also today is tax day?
Oh, it's today? Yeah, the deadline. That's right.
That's right. So if you haven't done your taxes, you're all messed up right now. The only thing you can do now is file for an extension.
Well, if you get to the post office today and it's marked as mailed off on the 15th, they're still good.
Oh, well, you think somebody's just now probably waking up, going to scramble today to try to get their taxes done?
Yeah, they better.
H&R Block, all those kind of places. And finally, did you see that the Sound of Moolah is now worth $1,600? I'm a little surprised that it's gotten up this high.
Tell me why you're surprised.
Typically, we go through two or three sounds before we get to one that really sticks.
You want to play it?
Yeah, if you have it up over there, if you can identify this sound, your first chance at 7:10.
You have to give me a moment here.
You'll win $1,600. After that, Ty, the bullfight this time, boy, what a prize. Chris Young at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino Resort. April 25th, we've got your tickets, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, the Ty and Daniel Party Cove Pass. That's an overnight stay, dinner for two over there at the casino. And now, if you're ready, the Sound of Moolah, now worth $1,600.
In 3, 2, 1. One more time. Yeah, I was at somebody's house this weekend, and they are like, I know the sound. They uttered a sound to me, and I go, I couldn't tell them one way or the other, but in my head, I was like, that ain't even close.
Are we going to have to put you in trial, too? Are you out there talking about the Sound of Moolah? Is your trial going to start today?
That's my whole life right now, is that people don't care if I'm okay. They don't care if I, I'm happy or sad. They just want to know the Sound of Moolah.
But I don't know if it's ethical if you reveal what it isn't.
I didn't. I was neutral.
Looked like you were about to reveal some information you didn't mean to.
I promise you I did. So the Sound of Moolah comes up at 7:10. This is 98.5 The Bull. Hey, good morning. Oh, by the way, I got an update I want to tell you about, Daniel.
What is it on?
You know how your mom comes to town? She spends 3 weeks with you?
Yeah.
My mom has announced she's coming to town.
Oh, boy. How many minutes will she be here? I can't wait to hear this. Last time it was
she's
like...
She's the opposite. She wants to spend no time with me.
Last time it was 2 days.
She just wants to see her grandson. That's it. So we'll get to that in a moment. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull. I got a call from my mom yesterday, Daniel, and this is unfair, by the way. She texts me and says, can you call me real quick? That's like not a good text to get from your mom, because I'm like, who's dead? Or somebody's in the hospital, that kind of stuff.
She knows that that's how you are, like you don't like, hey, text me, we need to talk. That scares you. That takes time off of your life whenever somebody does that.
Yes, and I had been coaching baseball practice at La Fortune, and I don't look at my phone. Ugh. So we had like a two-hour baseball practice. So afterwards, I looked at it, and I said, oh, my God, I better call her immediately because I've already like not texted her back, and that was only because I was coaching. And so I call her expecting the worst news in the world, and she says, honey, I'm coming to Tulsa. We're going to drive to Tulsa. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's good. And because she wants to see her grandson, my boy. And she then informs me, like, Daniel's different. His mom comes and she stays for about 3 weeks. The last time she was 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
She stays in your house and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And y'all go to dinner and you hang out and all this stuff. And my mom says to me, I found an Airbnb behind, what's the Irish pub over there on Cherry Street? Kilkenny's.
Yeah, Kilkenny. She's staying closer to me than she is you.
Yes. And I said, Mom, you can stay at my house. Like, I don't have a giant house or anything, but we can definitely work that out. No, I think we'd rather just stay at the Airbnb. And then she goes on to say, and I'm not kidding, so she's staying for 4 days, and she's getting here on a Friday and leaving on Tuesday. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and I kid you not, she says, so maybe we can spend some time together on the weekend.
Maybe. Just maybe.
So she's already knocking out Monday and Tuesday. She doesn't want to spend any time with me. But
what has she got
Saturday
going on in Tulsa
Sunday,
other than hanging out with you?
I don't know what they do. They're old people.
How much are they paying for this Airbnb, by the way?
I have no idea. But they're going to be closer to you. I even told her, I said, oh, you're in a good area there in Cherry Street. That would be a good place for an Airbnb. But again, you can stay with me. Nah, we just want to stay in an Airbnb. I go, Mom, you're like, I could throw a baseball from Kilkenny's and maybe hit Daniel's house. That's how close you are to him. Oh, that's good. She was more excited that she was closer to you.
It just baffles me. They're spending all this money. It's got to be $400 or $500. They can just stay at my house. I'll stay with you. We'll just split that Airbnb money if they want.
She wants nothing to do with me.
Okay, well.
That's all there is to it.
Is Mac going to stay in the Airbnb with him?
I don't think so, no.
Well, you need to be like, well, hey, if you're here to see your grandson.
Yeah.
Now you got babysitter for 4 days.
That's what I would like, because a lot of people that I know around here have family in town, and that's always a great thing. I got a neighbor, man. He's always able to drop his daughter off at the grandparents' house if they got, you know, if they want to go to Tim McGraw over the weekend or something like that. We don't have that. So I'm kind of thinking, like, man, it would be cool if she, like, took my son and they chilled out so I could chill out with my wife. But no, they got an Airbnb by you.
Well,
are you going to, why don't you stay over there with them?
I don't think so, man.
So anyway, she's coming at the end of the month. And I'll probably see her for 8 minutes.
Well, at least she's going to carve out a couple of days during that weekend.
And I said, Mom, why don't you fly? Oh, I don't want to go to the airport. So they're going to drive this whole way.
Does she not realize it must be a, what, 20-hour drive from where she is?
It's about 13, 14 hours. But they would rather do that than to take a flight. And then after all that time, she's like, yeah, I'll probably see you a little bit on the weekend. Like, all right, well. I'm the least popular kid. You know how parents go, oh, I don't have a favorite?
Mm-hmm.
She definitely does.
Well, maybe talk to her. Let her know how you feel.
And it's not me. It's 98.5 The Bull. Coming up, Daniel. Tell me the jackpot on the Sound of Moolah.
$1,600 at 7:10. $1,600 for one sound. We hire you to be a detective and try to solve the case of one sound.
You want to play it real quick?
Yeah, if you can.
All right, here's the sound of moolah. Worth that kind of money? Had a lot of people come up to me in person and guess. Nobody's gotten it right. So we'll see how it goes. That's a 7:10 on 98.5 The Bull. 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel. The sound of moolah is 15 minutes away. Worth how much money at this point, Daniel?
$1,600.
What you got going on,
Speaking
man?
Speaking of money, we know how we complain about kind of tipping culture being a little bit crazy.
You got a tip
right
everywhere you go now.
I went to a grocery store not too long ago. I think it was something like Sprouts. Self-checkout. They charged me like a nickel for the bag, and then they asked if I wanted a tip. I don't know if Sprouts did that or not, but I remember getting charged for the bag. I was like, this is crazy. And then I heard of another place where you go do the self-checkout, and they give you an option to tip.
In the airport, I went and bought, like, you know, peanuts or something, and I went to the self-check, and it said, what's your tip? Like, I didn't even talk to a human.
Speaking of airports, another situation here, an airline agent told a passenger that their checked bag was about half a pound too heavy. You know, when they go, well, put on that scale, and if it's over whatever weight, you get charged. But suggested they would let it go if they tipped them. So the customer gave them $5. Now the customer is feeling, like, icky about it. In that particular situation, I think that's $5 well spent to tip them up for that.
Me too.
Because it would be $75, or you have to go through that bag and make some tough decisions about throwing something out.
Well, actually, there's a different route you can take. Like, if you're a lady and you have a purse and you're a half pound above, you can just throw whatever it is in your purse. And then that'll get the bag to a lower weight, and then your purse you can always carry on, right? So, Daniel, bring a purse to the airport is my point.
They said they were at the United ticket counter in Newark, New Jersey. The agent said the bag was half pound too heavy. And the agent said, don't worry. I didn't see anything, and gave him a high five. The customer thought they were getting a nice break, but then he said, you just leave the tip right there, and pointed to the counter.
Straight up. Huh? I like the guy. That's kind of brave. I like that.
Yeah, just point to the counter. Like, hey, just leave it there.
It's 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Hi. I was just calling, trying to get a head start on Sound of Moolah, but I sounds like maybe I came in a little early. But I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for keeping me laughing on my way to work every morning. I appreciate you guys. And don't sweat your mom and not being the favorite. I've been not the favorite my whole life, and then I had a kid first, so now I'm the favorite again.
Yeah, like, my mom doesn't call me and say, Tig, how are you? All she wants to know is, how is Mac?
Yep. My mom and dad do the same thing. They'll text me and say, hey, can we FaceTime, you know, Kennedy, and I'm like, well, I haven't seen you guys in a long time either. My parents live in Texas, like 6 hours away, and I'm like, okay. And then I come home and, like, visit, and we walk in the door, and they're all like, Kennedy, and I'm like, okay. Y'all just known me way longer than you've known her, but whatever.
Do you remember President George W. Bush? Remember when he was president?
Yes.
And his girls grew up in the White House, and they had kids. And somebody asked them, hey, what's it like, you know, when you have daughters and they're having kids? And he goes, just get ready to be the lowest guy on the totem pole in the whole entire. This guy was president of the United States. And all people care about is the kids and the grandkids.
Still getting ignored?
Yes. Yes, 100%. I feel that. But my sister was always a golden child, but I had a kid first. So now I'm a little higher on the totem pole than her, finally.
Well, good for you. And maybe I'll get there one day. Maybe I should have more kids just to. But I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got that sound coming up at 7:10.
Okay.
For $1,600. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been listening. I think I know what it is. I'll try to get through.
We're about 10 minutes away. So everybody always comes up to me and they say, you and Daniel are like real friends. I go, yeah, we're real friends. However, Daniel doesn't talk a whole lot to me about. I always describe Daniel as a cat. I see him in the morning. I have no idea what happens after that.
Yeah, because that's my business.
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to the Tim McGraw show. I was going to tell you about that. It was so windy outside. We had set up tables. We couldn't even put the tents out, you know, because that would have they would have caught and lifted those off the ground. So we just put up tables. So windy. They had to put weights on the tables.
Oh, my God.
We finally had to just call it off and be like, we just got to just wrap. You know, we can't sit there and hold down a table the whole time.
Yeah.
Could you believe all the wind? And I was figuring for sure you would come in sick today with your coaching and then all that wind blowing around all the pollen and whatnot. Are you not sick today?
Oh, I'm allergy. Yeah, I got allergy problems, but not sick sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, went in there. Tim McGraw there. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are. You're not going to take a good picture with Tim McGraw. He's just going to – he looks so much better than you.
Oh, I didn't know you met him again.
Yeah. Carly Pierce back there too. Same with her. And I just look like an idiot. I don't get it. I don't understand how celebrities look so good. I guess they have entire teams to help them out. But Tim McGraw's getting on up there, though.
But he still looks good.
Yeah, I look like a lunch lady next to Tim McGraw. Yeah. I'll show you this picture here. Did a great show, though. I wish he would have sang. He didn't sing like a few songs I wanted him to sing.
Why did he not sing that you wanted to hear?
I wanted him to sing Everywhere that he does. I don't even think he did Live Like You Were Dying. But, I mean, after you get like him and you've gotten all these songs, you can't do every single song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually you have to.
There's some artists you go.
Some of them.
Like I heard our boss went to Toto the other night.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to Toto, you're waiting for one song.
Right.
And that's Africa, you know, rain down in Africa. Tim McGraw's got the whole thing where he's got so many songs. And every one's a hit that you can't get them all in, I guess.
All right. But then, Tech, to me, made some poor decisions as far as didn't do Everywhere, which I love, but then sang Truck Yeah. I'm like, you can go ahead and mark Truck Yeah off of the playlist if it's going to, you know, bump the song Everywhere
by
Tim McGraw or Angry All the Time or something like that. Anyway, great show. We're so lucky to have the BOK Center in town. You know, back to back. Who was Blake Shelton just the other day?
We have so much good stuff coming through Tulsa. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's too much almost.
Yeah. I mean, like, you'd kill yourself if you went out every weekend to do everything that's happening in Tulsa.
This guy's coming to the BOK Center pretty soon. It's Jelly Roll.
Sound of Moolah's after this on 98.5 The Bull.
The Bull Studios are powered by Riverside Ford of Tulsa. 98.5 The Bull. It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, let me introduce you to Pam. She works over at the hospital. How are you this morning, Pam?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Good. We were just talking about how the wind has probably stirred up pollen. So I was thinking that maybe you knew some like home remedies or something like that to help, since you work at the hospital and everything, that would help Ty with his terrible allergies.
Navage, vapor.
Navage.
Yes, that works miracles. You could do the vapor Vicks inhaler.
Mm-hmm. I looked up, I found like this old science book from the 1800s, Tig, and they had a few home remedies I think we could try with you. One is a tobacco smoke enema.
No.
Excuse me?
No.
There's a lot of layers to that. Tobacco smoke enema.
That's right.
That don't sound good at all.
I haven't done that yet.
Well, Pam is going to come over later on, and she will give you one of these, and we'll see if that doesn't clear your allergies right up. Let me ask you this, Pam. If you won that $1,600 with the sound of moolah, would you just quit that job today and just walk right out?
Oh, no. I still got to work. You not enough to retire.
Call yourself Pam Paycheck and say, take this job and shove it. I'm out of here. I won $1,600 with 98.5 The Bull. She would happily stay at work, Tig, but she would love to have $1,600. Tig's going to play that sound for you one more time.
Three, two, one. One more time.
You know what it kind of sounds like to me, Tig? One of those things that they use when they give tobacco smoke enemas.
Does it?
A little bit.
I didn't know you were familiar with us so intimately.
Yeah, well, listen. All right, Pam, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Are you ready to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
Pam, what is your guess? Play.
I think it's a marble falling into a tin can.
Is it a marble falling into a tin can? Pam, it is not. I'm so sorry.
Oh. Well, thank y'all.
Well, here's the silver lining, though, Pam, is you get to try again if you want. You didn't win, so you're still qualified. Yes. We add $50 to that jackpot. It was $1,600. Now how much is it worth?
$1,650.
Wow, wow, wee, wow. Another silver lining for you, Pam, is coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll have the 98.5 The Bullfight, in which you can win tickets to see Chris Young at the Cove inside the River Spirit Casino Resort. That's coming up on 98.5 The Bull.
Thank you.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
All right, here we are at The Bullfight. It's 98.5 The Bull, Tig and Daniel. Today, Chris Young tickets, and we got some fun people on the line today, Daniel.
Yeah, actually, the other two contestants all start with the letter C, too. So it's like Chris, Christy, and Carrie all on the phone right now. And Emery. Christy, how are you this morning? Stay at home. Mom, you've got your 7-year-old Emery with you. Get Emery to make a little noise for us.
Hi.
Hey, now. Could you give us about 10 seconds of horn blow, Christy?
No, I'm in the car line.
Just lay on that horn. This is what I hate. It's now Emery's got to get out of the car while Christy's on the radio. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that stinks.
That does stink. Taking on Christy today is Carrie. You guys are a contracting business. Said you own your own business. What's the name of it again?
Marker Services and Contracting.
Now, I don't know if you know this about Tig, but he's been wanting a very fancy dollhouse built for the longest time. Is that something you guys could handle?
I bet my husband could build it. He'd build about anything for you.
There you go, Tig. Finally, somebody that can build that fancy dollhouse you've been wanting so bad. What are you going to do with that thing?
Well, I'll live in it.
Oh, you're going to live in it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I've always wanted to live in a dollhouse, so I got you.
What is this, like episode of Twilight Zone? That little miniature house?
Oh, I thought you were talking about building a life-size dollhouse in my yard.
No, Tig, that would be ridiculous. Okay. I meant one that children play in.
Okay.
With. Anyway, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. This is for tickets to see Chris Young at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino Resort, April 25th. These are animals that start with the letter C. We'll start with Christy. She was the first to get through. Christy, this domestic animal was worshipped by Egyptians.
Cat.
Cat is correct.
Cat.
Emery with the right answer.
You know, they worship cats. Have you ever seen that thing over in the desert in Egypt? I think it's called the sphincter.
Yeah, the Sphinx.
No.
Carrie. This is the closest living relative to humans. The closest living relative to humans that's an animal that starts with a C.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee is correct. We are tied up. Christy and Emery, this is a humped desert-dwelling animal.
A camel.
Camel is correct. Carrie, this is the fastest land animal. The fastest land animal.
Cheetah.
Cheetah is correct. Tied up 2-2. Christy, Emery, Alvin, Simon, etc.
Chipmunk.
Chipmunk is correct. Carrie. Venomous snake with a hood.
Cobra.
Cobra is correct. We are tied up 3-3. Two questions to go. Christy, this becomes a butterfly or a moth.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar is correct. Carrie, this animal was hunted by Steve Irwin.
Oh.
Crikey, help her out with that one, Tig.
Crocodile.
Crocodile hunter.
Crocodile. I knew that.
Remember?
Help. The crocodile hunter.
Christy. Commonly used in fish and chips.
Cod.
Cod is correct. Carrie. A group of these is called a murder.
Crows
is correct. And with that, Christy has defeated Carrie in the 98.5 The Bull fight, 5-4. Christy, you got every single one right. You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means.
It means I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage.
I don't think my husband would appreciate it.
You don't think?
No.
All right.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You'd make a great dad.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Christy, you've got another question to answer now. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Carrie? Carrie, why should Christy give you the tickets this morning?
Hey, she won on fair and square.
All right. So a very passionate speech by Carrie. But, Christy, the decision is yours. Are you gonna hold on to these tickets or give them to Carrie?
When is the show?
April 25th.
Carrie, if you want them, you can have them. Oh, thank you very much.
Carrie.
It was my birthday last Monday. I will take that.
So now she has now gave the tickets to Carrie. So, Carrie, you're going to now accept the tickets?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And take a minute to thank Christy and Emery. Go ahead and profusely thank them for giving you those tickets, Carrie.
Thank you very much. It was my birthday on the 8th, so I'll take that as my birthday present.
We just wanted to play, so.
Well, look at that. She's setting a good example for Emery that it's not all about self, right? Like, you can help other people, and Emery's in the car, and Emery did a great job, and that's a pretty cool thing to have happen this morning, so I appreciate it, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Also, Daniel has one last question, I believe.
Yeah, could you guys give me three numbers and an animal?
98.5
The Bull. 101
Dalmatian.
Take the tickets back away from Karen.
High up to 80, and if you don't know this about Daniel, he likes to walk around the river when he gets off work about 11 o'clock, and he'll go down to the river, take a shirt off, and walk around. But what I find fascinating about this is that you guys, if you see another guy with a shirt off, y'all have like a brotherhood.
We'll just give each other a little nod, like, I see you.
So what happens when somebody's wearing a shirt? No brotherhood?
Give them the cold shoulder.
But if you see another guy with a shirt off, like, there's a brotherhood.
Yeah, I'm like, there's another one of my topless kings. Just the two of us walk around here together.
It's going to be a good day. Up to about 80 degrees today. And we'll see how the weather works out the rest of the week. We may have some storms and stuff. But, Daniel, we're like 3 minutes away from the sound of moolah.
That's right. We're 3 minutes away from somebody having an opportunity to win, maybe right now, $1,650. Could you imagine a Monday? You know, Mondays aren't the funnest day of the week. But, boy, would it be good if you won $1,650.
Do you look down at guys with shirts on?
I try not to, but I do a little bit. Yeah, if I'm shirtless and it's a nice day out.
Yeah.
And I see, you know,
guy wearing a polo.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Here's the sound of moolah if you'd like to hear it. One more time. We'll get to that in three minutes.
What is that?
We'll see.
On 98.5, The Bull.
Tig, we've got Ashley on line one. She was caller number 9. Actually, you got through last week, didn't you?
I did.
Ashley works in HR, and last, what did you guess last week?
I got nervous. I'm all nervous all of a sudden. I can't even remember.
Get out of here. Yeah, I think you guessed the coin return flap on a vending machine.
Yes.
I remember you because you work in HR. I had asked you if I would be allowed to bring a tiny whip into work to whip Tig with. You said probably inappropriate.
Slightly.
What? Another HR question for you. Sometimes when I'm in the restroom at the urinal, Tig comes in and tickles me. Is that appropriate or inappropriate?
I just think that's weird.
Right. So you'd probably write him up.
Probably.
All right. So no more tickling me at the urinal. Please, Tig, be professional for 1 minute.
Why take away one of my joys of life?
I know. I guess you're right. All right, Ashley. I can tell you are ready to move on. Are you ready to guess the sound of moolah this morning?
I am.
Earlier, Pam guessed it was a marble in a tin can. And now today's second guess, Ashley, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I am.
What is your guess? Palais.
I think it's the Ring the Bell carnival game when the thing comes back down and bounces.
Is it the Ring the Bell carnival game? That is incorrect, Ashley. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But as always, there's that silver lining, and that is that we add $50 to the jackpot, making it now how much?
I think it's $1,700 now.
$1,700. I've got to ask you, this is the second time you've gotten through in the last couple of weeks. What's the secret to getting through over and over again?
Call all a ton. Just keep calling.
Just keep calling. Don't call too early. But whenever Ty gives out that number, just start calling over and over and over again. Well, you should know. You're like an expert. You've gotten through 2 weeks in a row now. So congratulations. Hey, maybe you'll get through a third time, and you'll have a third guest this morning at the Sound of Moolah. That happens at 9:10.
Thank you.
Ashley, do me one last favor. Give me 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
Thank you, Ashley.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
You know who's going to have a couple of today is going to be a hard day. People at the post office and people at probably like an H&R Block situation kind of thing. A lot of people probably wait to the last minute, do their taxes.
Yeah, the Tulsa post office will be like destroyed today, right?
Yeah, it's a tax deadline day. I thought it was on the 15th, by the way. Oh, it is the 15th. Never mind.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
See, I could be the kind of person that would just now wake up today and realize I haven't done my taxes. Also, another busy place, probably tax preparation services, like H&R Block, those kind of places. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if that's all you did every day, day in, day out?
You remember, I remember growing up, my dad doing taxes, and he would do it with a pencil. And, like, you just had to, like, do arithmetic, like, yourself. And then they progress where you could call the IRS.
I remember my Aunt Lisa used to do my taxes.
File your taxes on the phone.
And she got that touchtone phone, and I thought, the future is here.
Yeah.
She's able to call, and somehow, how did they do that? By the way,
I don't know. I remember my dad calling a phone number, and it was kind of automated, I guess. But you literally filed your taxes on the telephone, and you know. But people didn't know what they were doing. I mean, like we're not tax experts, so we're just like writing stuff down, and it says if box A adds up to this, and put it in box C. It's very complicated, right?
Are you the kind of guy that waits for a while to do your taxes, or immediately? Get some done. Get some over with.
Depends. If I'm getting a refund and I feel like I'm getting a refund, immediate.
I don't know how you know whether or not you're getting a refund or not. I just, you know what? Whatever they tell me, I just go with. I don't double check my stuff. Do you? Do you really break in the books and double check?
No, I mean, not really.
Whatever my accountant says, I just, okay. I don't even give it a second glance.
And Daniel had a little bit of a lottery winning this
Heck
year.
Heck yeah, I sure did.
Because he bought a house and like, I don't know. He got a bunch of money back. I wasn't quite as lucky as you.
Did you have to pay in anything?
I have in my life, yes, but not this year.
Let me tell you this. If I had to pay in even $1, I would be in financial ruin. I could not imagine having to call the IRS and be like, hey, I owe you guys some money. Let me send you a check. I wouldn't be able to financially recover from that.
Do you kind of depend on the refund?
No, I don't. Like I said, I never know if I'm getting one or not. I'm totally clueless. It was a total shock to me to learn that I was getting a refund this time. I don't know how you estimate it.
I just go to like one of the free tax calculators and I kind of get a gist. It's not perfect, but I kind of know if I'm paying in or not. And when I have to pay in, I don't file in January. I'll tell you that. I file as late as possible.
I get so confused. I don't know how different things affect different taxes and things. Like, for example, I have this apartment down in Alabama that I bought when I was living down there before we started moving away. And I've just rented it out. I don't know if that's a tax break or what. How are you supposed to learn all this stuff?
This is what they should have told us in high school.
They
like,
never mentioned one time anything about taxes.
They never said a word. I know how to do algebra, but I have no idea how to do taxes. You know, just follow along, I guess, and go to TurboTax.
Yeah, they taught me how to use one of those silly compasses or whatever. And touch graph paper, but not one time they gave me any good and like good. I remember health class, just as almost irrelevant. They told me how to brush my teeth. You know, like they spent a whole day on that. You got to brush your teeth up and down. I go, okay.
Yeah, but what about like my heartbreaks I'm going to go through?
Never.
What about my taxes?
Not one time about you know, how to deal if you get like depression. That didn't mention that one time. We did spend about 3 months on, you know, how to put on a Trojan on a banana. But not one time did they go, hey, you get older, you know, things are hard, you know, nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, today's tax day, and as long as you have it postmarked today, you're not late. So good luck.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Well, good morning. It's Tig and Daniel. I got super excited, Daniel, because at work, we have some furniture up here, and now they, like, what's cool is, and this has happened to you, Daniel, is that you see the news on 6 trucks driving around, right? And when they get about 200,000 miles on them, they ask the employees if they would like to buy one, you know, as they kind of rotate them out.
Right.
And you actually bought one.
Yeah, I did. I bought one during the auction one time, yeah.
Yeah, and so you got a SUV for a good price.
A very fair price.
Yes, yes. And now I guess when they get done with stuff here at TV and radio, they will offer it to the employees, but this time it's a raffle. And what they're doing is they're giving away patio chairs, and it was so funny. Yesterday I went out on the porch, and my wife and I were having coffee together, and we noticed our chairs were falling apart. So what I'm trying to do is rig the raffle. Does that make sense? I'm getting everybody I know to sign up. And I say, listen, if you win the raffle, give those chairs to me, and I might pay you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I entered in for you, and if I win, I'm going to get those. I'm going to load them up in the back of my SUV, drive them right over to your house, and burn them in your front yard.
I'm in need of patio furniture. It's something that, like, my wife has not stopped talking about
for
2 straight years.
If you don't get it today, are you just going to buy some then?
I don't want to because the chairs we have out there now are just, like, garbage.
So, wait. Your wife's been wanting patio furniture for years.
Yes.
And just last week, you were lamenting that you, on your anniversary dinner, received a gift from your wife, and you didn't have one for her. Yet you knew she'd been wanting patio furniture for years. So why not present her with the patio furniture on your anniversary?
I didn't think of that. Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, I didn't know she'd been wanting it for years.
Yeah, she's been wanting good patio furniture. And the chairs that our station, our company, our television station, radio station, they're done with these chairs, but they look great.
Yeah, they're quality chairs.
And I'm like, man, I want to win that like free raffle at work. And so I've gotten you to sign up. I've gotten our boss to sign up. I'm going to get another boss to sign up. And basically, you guys give me the chairs, and I'll give you a finder's fee.
I want to know how you're breaking your furniture at home. You're in such a shape now that your chairs are breaking.
Well, they sit outside in the Oklahoma heat.
Oh, is that what it is?
And they just kind of start falling apart.
Oh, okay.
What are you suggesting?
I'm just saying, you're breaking chairs now. You need to... Oh, by the way, your wife posted a video of you attempting to do a trampoline, a flip on the trampoline.
Yeah.
And I can tell that you're trying to jump as high as you can, and you're only, even on a trampoline, only jumping 2 to 3 inches. What is going on with you there, buddy? You're breaking furniture. You can't get more than 2 or 3 inches of airtime on a trampoline. That's made to bounce people.
Could you flip on a trampoline and land on your feet?
I could do a backward flip and land on my feet.
Bull crap. That's so,
I don't think I could do a backward
garbage.
Flip, but I know for 100% sure I could jump and do an actual flip.
Okay, and land on your feet.
Yes. You, right. However.
That's TikTok for us.
You, for however, got like 2 inches off the ground. Off of the trampoline mat. In fact, the trampoline, the mat itself was almost touching the ground, I believe, as you were trying to to jump. Could you not? You can't get any more than 2 to 3 inches off the trampoline?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, we lived on the trampoline. You could jump on a trampoline for 12 hours. Now, if you jump on a trampoline for 6 minutes, I think I'm having a cardiac event. And if you think, Daniel, I swear, this is what we're going to do on TikTok. You've done messed up. If you come over to my house and you do a flip and land on your feet, I will Venmo you $100.
And I got to do it on the first attempt?
First attempt.
I haven't tried this in like 50 years.
Oh, now look at you backing out.
I believe I could easily do a flip, though. I mean, you were laboring trying to even get 1 foot up, you know, off of the mat.
Did I do a flip or not?
I don't even think it's considered a flip.
Yeah, I flipped.
Not really, because you didn't do a full 360. You landed just on your back.
Well, so that's the point. Are you going to land on your feet during your attempt?
Can I have some time to practice? I haven't been on a trampoline in years and years.
No, because I didn't have time to practice. My wife said, we're going to do this challenge this morning. I didn't have any practice. I went out there and just flipped.
Also, don't do this to your son. He's out there watching his elderly father trying to get...
elderly father.
It'd be like me watching my dad on the trampoline, just be nervous wreck the whole time.
And those kids, they could do it forever. And I get out there, and in 3 and 4 minutes, I'm like, this is a problem. If you think you can do a flip and land on your feet.
I think with a bit of practice, I think I could.
No practice. I didn't have that luxury.
You don't have a trampoline in your backyard?
Yeah, but I don't get on it. I'm not a child.
I don't think I could completely land a flip first attempt in 30 years. I would need to practice a little bit.
Good.
But I can tell you that I would get at least 2 to 3 inches off of the mat.
You're crazy. You've got a low center of gravity, boy.
That, buddy, that's you. Just trying all of his might, and he can barely jump on the trampoline. What is going on? You need to go like do some aerobics or something.
I know what's going on at 9:10, though, Daniel. So what's our jackpot up to for the Sound of Moolah?
It is up to $1,700. Could you believe it?
Yeah, there we are. Lots of money coming up. You want to play the sound real quick?
Yes, please. I'd love to hear it.
In 3, 2, 1. One more time.
Is that?
So there we are. That's all that's between you and all that money. The Sound of Moolah at 9:10 again. If we miss it then, we add money to the jackpot. It's 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Stay out of that hay.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Well, the Sound of Moolah is worth $1,700. Tig Miles, let me introduce you to Tammy. She is on the phone. She wants to take a guess at the Sound of Moolah. What do you do for a living, Tammy?
I do upholstery.
You do upholstery, like in a car or a chair or...
Yes. Car, boats, motorcycles, four-wheelers.
Huh. I don't think I've ever met anybody that does upholstery.
You can reimagine your whole furniture just by getting it reupholstered. Right?
Yeah, like it's so much cheaper than buying all new furniture. Just reupholster it, am I right?
Yeah, no, sometimes it's not cheaper, but it's better.
What's the name of your business? Go ahead and give it a little plug.
Well, I work for Moss Seat Covers in Tulsa.
What's it called?
Moss Seat Covers.
Moss Seat Covers.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, shout out to them. And enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Tig's going to play that sound for you, and we're going to see if we can't win you some money.
Three, two,
all right.
One. And how much is that sound worth now, Daniel?
What is that? It's worth $1,700. Tammy, could Tig's going to play it one more time, and you'll go, what is that?
Okay.
Here we go.
Three, two, one.
Now say,
what is that?
What is that? What is that? It's that's
from what is that?
My like one of my favorite news bloopers. This guy is doing a story about this town or whatever. A bug flies in his mouth, and he goes, what is that? I love it. All right, Tammy, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, play?
A quarter bouncing into a cup.
Is it a quarter bouncing into a cup? It is not, Tammy. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Man, what could
I don't
be?
Get to pay Uncle Sam.
Oh, that's how you're looking at it, is you're going to have to pay the taxes. There is a bit of a silver lining here, Tammy. We add $50 more to the jackpot. It was at $1,700. How much is it up to now?
$1,800.
No, 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 no. Okay.
Well, $1,750.
You better keep upholstering and let Tig handle the math. What is it going to come to, Tig?
That's right.
$1,750, right?
$1,750. Yep. And your next chance will be at 7:10 tomorrow morning. Do me a favor, Tig. Give me three numbers and an animal.
Three, 98.5 the bull. They start.